What do you do when you've got something important to get done but can't seem to get off your phone? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. Hope you're happy. Hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean coming to you from what feels like the surface of the sun. It's incredibly hot here in Northern England. I hope it's either cooler where you are or you're more suited to the high heat and high humidity. I know that Irish people aren't. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to become a supporter of the show on Patreon. The link is in the description. There's lots of exclusive content there, including a new bonus episode on the different stages your mind can reach while meditating. So please do check it out. This week's episode was inspired by an email from Matty. He's from Uruguay. Huge thanks, Matty. He got in touch with me because he was struggling to get off his phone and study. It's very frustrating when you're trying to get something done, like you're trying to write a podcast episode and instead you're on YouTube looking at Attitude Era wrestling videos. It's a completely random example. We all procrastinate. Like Polly in Abingdon, who delayed putting away her Christmas lights until it was September of the following year, quite like the effect it had on a living room and decided to keep them till the next Christmas. Or Dave from Kent, who was studying for his exams and decided that he couldn't possibly start his revision until he had weighed his cat. In his family, procrastination was known as weighing the cat for the next 25 years. Or Sonia, a teacher from London who left a set of books unmarked for so long, she was too embarrassed to give them back to the students. So she hid them, then went into the classroom and told them that they had been stolen. Let's take a moment to remind ourselves to practice non-judgment. But in all seriousness, as someone whose immediate reaction is to weigh the cat when there's anything important that needs doing, I can very much relate to Maddie's problem. And one of the painful things is that you might look at yourself without the eyes of understanding and love and see a lazy person when that's not what's happening at all. But let's get to that in a second. Let's talk about the nuts and bolts of getting things done first. The first question you have to ask yourself is whether the thing you're avoiding by playing Wordle on your phone really is that important. We can sometimes build things up in our mind that we feel we need to do, that we can actually let go of. Is the thing that you're struggling with what you actually genuinely want to do? If your response is yes, but you can't seem to bring yourself to do it, then I would ask again, if you take a step back from the task, is this really the direction you want to go in? Is this a course you want to study? Does this job really suit you? If the answer is still yes, then we can talk about practical steps before we start looking deeply. Write down what your motivation is for doing the task and keep it close by where you work and display it if you can. Pick it up and say it to yourself. You can start building good daily habits. Start and end at a specific time. Do the task you're most dreading first thing in the morning, which is also called eating the frog, and then the rest of the day is much less stressful. Write down what you're achieving and celebrate it. And put your phone and other technology away. And I mean away, away, not in a drawer in the same room. So put it upstairs or somewhere else. And most importantly, get someone who's trying to do something similar and partner up. Share plans with each other, challenge each other, support each other. You might even swap phones with each other so you can't use them. That's the practical stuff which isn't really about mindfulness. But you didn't come here for the practical stuff. You came here to find out why. Why can't you get off your phone and do the thing you need to do? And it's not because you're lazy. It's because you're afraid to find out what happens when you try. Because it might be too hard. Because it might fail. The anxiety of failing is overwhelming. And your adverse reaction to the anxiety is making you look for distractions. There's a lot there, so let's break that down. Firstly, where is the anxiety over failure coming from? I can't answer that for you, but it might be a lot of different reasons. It could be a reflection of you struggling more widely with your mental health. It could be perfectionism. We covered that in quite an early episode. It could be a belief that you're somehow not good enough. It could be a fear of disappointing other people or being judged by other people. If one of those resonates with you, then I would encourage you to spend some time in the cushion meditating on the roots of this anxiety. Where did it come from? What time period? Who is the feeling associated with? How did the belief form? Thich Nhat Hanh used to say that when we understand a difficult feeling, it disappears. The reason for this is because we're learning to see and accept reality. Our fear of failure is a reflection of beliefs, culture, trauma, but most of all, the model of the world we have in our head. The more that we can let go of that model and experience reality unfiltered, the freer we become. Free to let go of our attachment to the task and our aversion to the task. Free to accept our fear. Free to let go of it. Free to do what we want to do. And finally, we need to accept the fear we're feeling when we're sitting in front of the task. We don't try and run from it. We don't try and ignore it. We experience it. We accept it. We smile to it. So when you're trying to do the task, give yourself 10 minutes before you begin to notice your thoughts and feelings. Notice where you can feel anxiety and other feelings in the body. Notice what thoughts are going through your mind. Smile to these thoughts and feelings, accept them, welcome them, even though your instinct might be aversion to want to run from them. The Buddha taught us that aversion, even aversion to difficult feelings, is one of our sources of suffering. When we accept our fear, we can let go of it, and then we can begin. So let's begin right now with a guided meditation. If you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, we'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. And we'll start, as we always do, by focusing our beginner's mind on our posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head. And it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. Expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensations of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. shifting that awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. Could be a happy thought about today. Or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. breathing in, I notice the feeling of anxiety in my mind. Breathing out, I smile to the feeling of anxiety in my mind. Noticing anxiety, smiling. Breathing in, I notice the feeling of anxiety in my body. Breathing out, I smile to the feeling of anxiety in my body. Noticing anxiety in body, smiling. Breathing in, I notice the thoughts in my mind. Breathing out, I smile to the thoughts in my mind. Noticing thoughts, smiling. Breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I reflect the world as it truly is. Still water, reflecting. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort, and taking a moment or two to stretch those if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind, and if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And if you've enjoyed this episode, then please do share it with other people. It's the main way the podcast grows, and more people listening means more people practicing, means a kinder world. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana, will ya? And I'll see you next time. I've been